on the Calvary, he was undressed. He humbled himself. He was undressed. He was pulled, his clothes pulled off. He was stripped naked. He was beaten, and he was crucified for the whole world to see. And on that cross, he says, he took our sins, and it says in Colossians that we were buried with him. We were died to self. And on that cross, he made a covenant. He forged a covenant of his promises that our sins through faith in him can be forgiven. The burden could be lifted and the shame could be taken away. The guilt could be gone. And he took us into the grave and up came a new person. Up came the resurrected Jesus. And he is saying that is what happens in the spiritual realm when we ask Jesus to be the Lord of our life. And we become a new creation. We become a new child. We go through the burial. We go through the washing. The Bible says you are saved by the washing of the rebirth of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3. Amen? And that Holy Spirit is put into you. And there is the symbol. That's not the symbol. That's the reality. And when you go into the baptism, you're declaring that reality in front of the whole world. In a sense, this is what you're doing. As God has made a covenant with you, you're now making a covenant with him. It's been done for you, but you declare to the whole world, I'm willing to follow you. It's not my mission, it's his mission. It is not my life, it is his life in me. When I wake up in the morning, it's not about what I want to do, it's about what he wants to do. Amen? And these ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes, is going to declare before you and the spiritual realm and saying we belong to Jesus Christ. That is him we serve. Amen. And they all know, they all have shared that it's not easy sometimes going into a high school, a university, or wherever they go, out in the farms to serve God. But they make that commitment today. And they do it because God has already made a commitment to them. Amen. So, who's going to go first? Jen, you want to go first? How about give her a warm welcome?
Okay, 23 years ago, I asked Jesus into my heart. And 22 years ago, I was baptized. But I was not baptized for the right reasons. I was baptized because of fear, and not fear of love, and not love. I felt forced to do it. Now, 22 years later, I asked the Lord if I should be baptized again, for the right reasons. After months of seeking, I felt the answer was yes. Yes, Jen, I want you to be baptized. But this time, I want you to do it for the right reasons. I want you to do it for me. Getting to this answer was not a walk in the park. Actually, it was a very long process. And not because God wasn't answering me, but because I don't think I was ready to hear the answer. Not until I realized that I had to stop. Stop what I was doing and really allow God into all areas of my heart. You see, I always had a spot for God, but I never let him completely control. I never allowed him to be the Lord over everything. 22 years later, and it wasn't until Friday night, May 19th, which was like 2 days ago, that I truly understood what I was to do and what baptism really meant. Baptism is a very serious and is a very serious commitment, and I don't take it lightly. I stand here before God and all of you, and I choose to be baptized. In doing so, I'm choosing to live. I'm choosing to allow God all access to my heart, and I'm choosing to trust. To be baptized means, from here on, I choose to walk forward into daughtership with him, to fully open up to him and receive all that he has for me. But first, I need to repent. Repent for wanting to destroy this beautiful life he has created and for hating it, for not trusting in him and not allowing him to love me, and most importantly, for me not fully loving him. I believe freedom can only start when you make that commitment to God and fully surrender. I also know that it may not come right away, but it will come as long as I continue to press forward and be obedient to him. That freedom and healing that I've been so longing for, it will come. So if being baptized is a step of obedience, and every step of obedience increases my faith, today I will make that commitment.
Thank you, Jen. Well, we might as well go from this side to this side. Lexi, do you want to come up? You have to. Do you want me to ask some questions? Or you?
Yeah.
So, Lexi, I'm going to ask you this question. When did Jesus become real to you?
I don't really remember a specific time. I guess I grew up in a Christian family, so just growing up, Jesus was always real to me. But
that's good.
Yeah.
What does Jesus do on the cross for you?
Well, you guys all hear this all the time, but Jesus died for everybody, right? And died for everybody's sins, and he took that all on himself, right? So, and he doesn't want us to feel guilty or anything either, because he did that for us, really. So he just wants us to love him and him to love us. And love, yeah.
So, Lexi, why do we want to be baptized?
I want to be baptized because, like you're saying, it's like a declaration, right? And it's opening. Because I've been a Christian for quite a while, but being baptized, it's like publicly stating that it's me. Yeah.
Good job. God bless you. Julian, come on up here. It doesn't hurt too much. Julian, do you want me to ask these questions the same thing? Okay. So, Julian, when did Jesus become real to you?
He became, okay, sorry. He became real to me as soon as I started moving here. Like, I was like in a bad spot, honestly, but then as soon as I came here, everything started like lifting up and
in the youth group?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how he became real to me.
Did you hear the gospel from Paul?
No.
Did you hear the gospel? Did you hear the message from Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen.
So, Julian, what did Jesus do on the cross for you?
He died for us just to live this life, but also not. I don't want to say live it too much because I feel like that's a bad thing, but he made sure that we can't like be very sinful and like all that stuff. But I don't know if that makes sense, but I guess in my mind it does, but.
So, Julian, why do you want to be baptized?
Why do I want to be baptized is because it just seems like a right thing to do. Like, after all the things that has happened, it's just, yeah.
God bless you, Julian. I met Julian at a youth group one night, and I could see God was doing stuff in his heart. Amen. So it's not always easy to explain it, but because it is supernatural, right? It's something that happens that we have difficulty to have words for. But I know God is doing amazing work in your life. Christian, come on up here and share with us. Do you want me to ask the same questions? Or are you okay?
Sure.
So tell me, when did Jesus become real to you?
Kind of the same as Lexi. I've been brought up in a Christian home too, so I can't really think of a specific time that he did become real to me.
Any specific time when you felt he was close to you?
There's been a lot of times that I would say specifically last summer at the camp that we went to, and as Lexi said, it's I don't know how to explain it, but it's kind of when you're there, you're like in your own bubble. And then when you get here, it's like pop. Yeah.
So what did Jesus do for you on the cross?
Same thing as most people say, but he died on the cross for my sins so I could live and go to heaven with him. Because going back way back to like Adam and Eve and stuff, he can only live with them. But as soon as the first sin happened, God can't be around sin. So he had to like remove them from that. So Jesus died so we could be with him.
Amen. That's a good explanation. So Christian, why do you want to get baptized?
I just want to get baptized because, like, I was a little baby and I got baptized, but now it just seems like it's my decision and my commitment to it.
Thank you, Christian. Your turn, Patty. Patty also grew up in a Christian home. So, Patty, when did Jesus become real to you?
Well... I became a Christian at 5 years old. I've been delaying this because I didn't want to cry.
We use some tears, Patty. Okay.
Yeah. He's always, in our home. But that's when it became real to me. And I asked my mom to help me, and she did. And I've been forgiven since then, so that's when it was real.
You know, you can meet Jesus when you're 5 years old, and there's no age limit. So, you know, almost just answered that question, but what did Jesus do for you at the cross?
Well, he forgave me, because before that, I was terrified. I didn't know where I would go, even though I knew God was real. If I died, I didn't know where I would be. Where now I don't have to be scared of that, and I don't have to be scared for my family. Amen.
So, Patty, why do you want to be baptized today?
Well, I want to be baptized, and I have for years, but because now I have a little girl... And I want everyone to know where I stand, as well as her. And because I want to be obedient to him.
Amen.
Well, now comes the dunking in the water. And I'm going to ask if you all... go with me out there, and Paul is going to be the one dunking you. So I'm not going to get wet today, so I'm safe. So just help everybody come out there and put up some put the tables away and put up some chairs for the seniors who needs to sit down.